That's a significant part of it, but it's not the only part. It probably was forced up by the mining boom, resources booms Mark 1 and 2. I'm not sure that that's why it stayed high, because it stayed high even though commodity prices, iron ore and coal particularly, have fallen. And I think now it's just the fact that we have still a very attractive interest rates compared to the rest of the world or the rest of the advanced economies. That keeps interest in the Australian dollar, foreigners' appetite. We've also one of the few countries that's got AAA-rated government bonds, and they're very attractive to central banks. So, but of course, to buy them, they've got to buy the Australian dollar first. So there's a couple of reasons. And also, it didn't really go up as much as commodity prices, so it's perhaps not entirely surprising that it isn't coming down as quickly as commodity prices are.
If there hadn't been a mining boom in Australia, the would farming have been as affected as it has been?
Look, probably not, but you've got to also remember that the mining boom is there because of the rise particularly of China, but the rest of Asia as well, and of course that their demand for ag products has risen in line with it. There's been some offsetting benefit to the rural sector from lower machinery costs, for instance, the big capital costs on that. Look, in aggregate, still, they're worse off by because of the higher dollar forced by, amongst other things, the high resource prices. But, yeah, look, clearly if the boom hadn't been there and the dollar had been sort of averaging 75, 80 cents, then, you know, every time the wheat price has been pretty good and you get a good crop, yes, we would have got a much bigger paycheck, if you like, in Australian dollars.
That would be farmers, but not so the rest of Australia, where we see that incomes, households have done the best out of the mining boom, haven't they?
Well, indeed, there's been a significant flow through, and that's what that Reserve Bank paper tries to sort of quantify by what they call input-output analysis. It's a very weighty paper, but clearly there has been a significant flow through, and including if you just look at, you know, household consumption, for instance, which is the big, you know, it's more than 50% of GDP, clearly that's been boosted, particularly in the resource states relative to other states.
So yep. If we hadn't had the so-called the mining booms, one and two, as you say, agriculture would do better off. But as in comparison to the rest of Australia, if we were to weight it, Australia would be worse off overall. Is that a reasonable way to put it?
Oh, yes, I think so. I mean, it's been such a big boom, and while it hasn't been universally spread, of course, you know, there's some households and businesses that haven't directly or indirectly benefited from the mining boom, but clearly, you know, probably it's fair to say a majority have, and a pretty decent sort of majority. But no, it hasn't been universal, but it's been very significant. You know, I once, not just a generation, a once in two or three generational booms, I would suggest.
So do farmers have a right, nonetheless, to feel aggrieved that they've borne the brunt in some ways with this high dollar?
Well, it's not only farmers, I guess tourist operators, particularly on the Gold Coast, for instance. You know, there wouldn't be a more discretionary expenditure and exchange rate exposed economy than the Gold Coast in Australia. Look, all exporters, but if you're exporting something the price of which hasn't boomed because of demand from China, but you're dealing with a higher Australian dollar, yes, your incomes are less than they otherwise would be. Aggrieved is a big word, but I wouldn't necessarily use, but certainly if adversely impacted, yeah.
So, Alan Langford, earlier in the year, the beginning of the year, we saw the dollar around $1.07 US. As of today, it's just a tad below 93 cents US. What do you think the farming sector would like to see the dollar sit at? It's that piece of string question.
Well, it is. Look, I suppose they'd like to see it the lower the better. I mean, they'd like to see it 60 cents, but if it goes to 60 cents for a few weeks and then back up to 80, that's not in anyone's interest, such volatility. Probably like to see it certainly below 90 reasonably quickly, heading sort of somewhere between 75 and 80. I think maybe 80 to 85 is where I'd be looking at it to settle sometime next year, and could happen quite quickly once the Fed starts raising the funds rate in the US. But again, we just need to be a bit careful relying too heavily on the Aussie dollar coming to the rescue, as it has so many times in the past, which is great. one of these days it might not. I still think it will, but you know, you can't sort of bet the farm on that, so to speak.